Brown Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. And we're going to start again from the two dots right across from Kivan. Yesterday we introduced the two levels of Tumah Taras. And again, I disagree with Archko's translation of Mukhlut. Not because the word doesn't mean that, but the concept is wrong. There are two levels of Taras. One level of Taras, that the Taras gets locked up. At that point, it is 100% Tameh. It is not waiting for clarification. It is 100% Tameh. It's called a Mitzayra Musgar, a Taras Musgar. That's a level of Tumah. Depending on what happens at the end of the week, we'll say whether it's headed towards Tara, and then there's a process of how to do the Tara, or is it headed to being a worse level of Tumah, and that's called Mitzayra Mukhlat, which Archko says confirmed. But it's not a question of confirmed, it's just a higher level of Tumah. Amar Papi, Mishmei Derava. Sandal HaMuzgar Loitachlitzvay. She should not rabbinically use a sandal that developed a taras that is in the stage of being locked up for a week. But that's only rabbinically. Because we're afraid if we use a sandal HaMuzgar, you might use something that can't be used. However, biblically it's okay, and therefore if she did it, with the Eved, she's 100% mutter to get married. Sandal ha-mukhlut loitachlutzvay, however, if it's in the degree of mukhlut, then she cannot use it for chalitza. V'mcholtza chalitza sepsula, and we learned the Rashi, because of the concept called ksusei mechzis shi'ura. Anything that's headed for burning, we view it as particles rather than one unit. She's not wearing a shoe, she's wearing particles of leather. And particles of leather do not create a shoe. I'm sorry? He's wearing, thank you. Rapaba Mishmei Derava Amar, Echad Sandal HaMuzgar V'Echad Sandal HaMuklut L'Taklutzvay, V'mcholtzach HaLitzasuk Sheira. Rabbinically, she shouldn't use it, but it works. Why it works? L'Chayra, Rapapi's quote of Rava, seem to be more on target. Rapapa seems to be quoting Rava. Doesn't make sense. The Gemara will explain. So we'll leave it for the Gemara to explain why Rapapa feels in the name of Rava. Again, these are two quotes from Rava. Before I should speak out, obviously Rava held one way and changed his mind. We don't know what's first and what's second, but each one of them quoted Rava differently. They wouldn't make it up. No. No, I'm a Rav, don't make mistakes like that. No. That's how I'm a Farshim learn. We did the Rashi. The Mashah asked the Kasha and said, if the only reason you can't use Sandal HaMuklot is Xera because you might use a Sandal HaMuzgar, that's what Rashi said. Sorry, you can't use a Sandal HaMuzgar because you might use Sandal HaMuklot, so why, according to the second version, can't you use them? Meaning, the first version was, Muskar is kosher, Muklut is not kosher, but preferably we don't want to use a Muskar because you might come to use a Muklut. But if you learn Muklut's kosher, so why are you afraid to let him use it? Why L'chatchila shouldn't she use it? That's the Mashah's kasha. So the Rashash answers, there are shoes that can't be used according to everybody. And one of them is, if the shoe was used as an offering to Avodah Zarah. An offering to Avodah Zarah, as we will learn later on, can't use that shoe. So therefore, we don't want to use any shoe that has to do with Tumah, because if you do, meaning with Taras, because if you do, you might end up using the shoe that was used as an offering of Avodah Zarah. So even though Rashi doesn't speak it out, but you have to say something, because if not, if the only reason you can't use Muskar is because you might use Muklut, if you're allowed to use Muklut, what's the problem? The answer is that even according to the Madhyamah that says Muklut is kosher, preferably we don't want you using it because you might come to use something that's not kosher, and that is an offering to Avodah Zarah.
That's
besides us. Aser Hana doesn't bother us because Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitno. Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitno. So that becomes a big shiloh what you're talking about. If a person has, I'd rather not get into it, we'll leave it before we get there. Rashi. No Rashi, we did the Rashi yesterday. Zakta Gemara, Meisvei. So we asked the question. Bayis HaMuzgar, Mitame Mitoichai. a house. House has negaim as well. There are three negaim. Houses, begadim, people. A house that gets locked up. During the week that it's locked up, if somebody enters it, he's tamei. Not only if he enters it, but if he touched the inside of the house, he is tamei. The house itself has tumah on the inside, but not on the outside. V'hamuklat, mitaychot u'ma'achayrav. Once a house is muklat, which means you have to get rid of it, but meanwhile it's still standing, it's tumah on the inside, and if you touch it on the outside. V'zeh v'zeh matamah b'biyah. Both of them are matamah, even if you don't touch it, by entering the house itself, the person becomes tumah. So, to touch, muzgre is only on the inside, not on the outside. Muklat even on the outside. But both are equally matame if one enters them, even if he doesn't touch any part of the house.
Outside the house, the muklat, he's not, he
doesn't
go into the house.
So the door is open, he walks in.
But if the door is not open, he just stands outside, even though...
If he doesn't touch it, he's not tame. Rashi. Dr. Ashi, Matame Mitoichoi, the Maga, if he touches it. The Avagav Goy Nichnas Gufoi the Toichoi, the Levi Tame Mishimbom and Abayas, even though he never entered, that he should become Tame for coming into the house, still, Imnaga Bekais of Matame, if he touched the wall, he's Tame. Meaning, sticking a hand in is not called entry into the house. A person has to enter at least most of his body.
If the sukkah has
tsaras?
Yes. If the outside wall of the house is one of the walls,
if it has mukhlat, then walking into the sukkah won't make tummy, but touching the outside of the house will depend on this halacha. again, you can get involved whether the sukkah attached to the house becomes part of the house. I don't know. Rashi, back to the Rashi.
Through the window is not enough.
What?
Through a window is not enough.
No, it has to be entry into the house. That's not entry. V'amuklot, Rashi, metame af me'achayrav, metame b'biyam nichnas derabiyah, kibin shenichnas rubay l'toychay tamay. Even if he entered just most of his body, he's tamay, shenvabah b'abayas. Right. He comes to the house. Right, Rashi is mashma rov. It's not so simple if rov is tummy, but Rashi says that. Mekroy nafkalon b'taris kahanim. The musgur matami mitoychav b'loy min acharav. This is derived from sukkim that the musgur is matami when you touch it on the inside, not on the outside. B'muchlik siv tummy hu. Ha'isav loch tumach acharas. Loy melach she matami mi acharav. The Torah wrote an extra tummy to tell me it's even matami on the outside. The question is, b'isav gadaitach k'demichsis tummy. If we're going to say that anything that's supposed to be destroyed is considered particles. When he enters into this house that's muklat, it's not a house. It's particles. A house is made out of pieces of bricks. There's no brick here. It's all particles.
They're sheer by a bias?
I think so.
And even when you destroy the house, it's not fully destroyed.
What?
I think what they do,
I don't remember exactly. I think you
not
burn it.
Part,
I don't know exactly how it is. But what the Gemara's question is, if you view it as destroyed, so how can you call it a house? You're not calling it a beged because it's supposed to be burned, so it's considered particles. So why isn't this particles? Zuck the Gemara, shiny husband, I'm a club and nothing to Sabayas. The Torah made an exception to the rule. The Torah said smash the house. That means the Torah is calling it a house, even if you have to smash it. So the Torah is saying, don't apply the rule of broken shear.
Well, what's the core that we look at something like it's particles? What's the core to that? I mean, that's, why would we do that?
I don't know, but if you get me a Gemara Sukkah, I think it's a Tysus and Sukkah that addresses it. I can look it up, but I'm not honestly 100% sure what the source is.
Talking about by shofar also.
Yeah, it's by everything. He's asking what's the source of the whole concept. I'm sorry, you're a Kayan, I shouldn't have used you to... It's a Shana Yuma Sukkah. It should be in one volume, but it might not be here.
Do you have a cloth?
What'd you say?
A cloth?
Cloth.
You know what?
Is that... Could it be... It's the beginning of the Lamed. I'm sorry. The next one. I'm sorry. No, not Chav Ches. It's after that. It's in the Lamed. I'm sorry. Talks about a lulav shir and nidakas.
We don't have to
make
a quota.
Here we go again. You're back to the quota. Just give me one more minute. Either I find it or I don't. That's usually either I find it or I don't, but a beged, a shmata, that has three, shalosh shalosh means three etzbos by three etzbos, I think. Three fingers by three fingers, which is 3 inches by 3 inches. Ava b'shem b'gzayis, I mean, I just said that because our nishna is an etz by the finger, inch. Ava b'shem b'gzayis, even though it doesn't have gzayis, because we will see later on that gzayis is a sheer tumma by a mace. Kibish and Nichnas Ruba Labai is Tahar to Maso. When this beggar that has Saras enters the house, majority of it, it makes it Tameh. Now, why do you go by majority? Because it's one unit of a beggar. But if it's, you say Mukhlat is considered particles, so how can you use look at the beged as one unit? It's not one unit. It is particles. And therefore, you shouldn't go by majority. So why do we go by majority? Majority is majority of the tissue box, because it's one unit. But if it's particles, there's no majority. It's different particles.
What's the case?
A beged has tzaras. You bring it into a house, it's matama the house. If you bring a majority into the house, it's also matama the house. But there's no majority if it's particles.
Until it's sarf, it's still tummy.
Again, it's tummy, but it's particles.
Don't apply it here.
You just said that a shoe that has tzaras, that's mukhlat, is considered particles. And it's not good for chalitza.
We're talking about...
Okay, let's leave the Gemara chance, okay? If at the end of the Gemara you have a question, we'll deal with it, okay? Zuck the Gemara. So again... my lav mukhletas. Isn't it talking about even if it's mukhlat, that level tumo, where it's supposed to be burnt? So the Gemara loy musgaris. It's talking about it's still musgaris, it's in a lower level tumo. And then, it's not going to be burnt, and therefore, goes by majority.
Did right? You just say the same rule, don't apply that, don't apply it?
Set it by a house, it was exeris akasiv of a nata tasabayas. Right? It can't apply to clothing. Let's just give the Gemara 5 lines. Frank the Gemara, e haki e mesefa. If you're talking about musgeres, go to the sefa. Hoy by kamazesim. If the clothing was made out of thick material, and therefore even less than 3x3, I'm sorry, or even less than majority, there was many kzesim in the clothing, meaning there's a lot of volume. Right? You can have thin thread that you don't have a kzayas. You can have thick thread, you have a kzayas. A gzayas of a beged is metame, because we learned it out from mace. There's a connection between mace and tzaras, as we will see momentarily. But that's only by metzayra mukhlat that the Torah considers metzayra mukhlat like a mace. A metzayra musgar is not considered like a mace. And therefore, if we say that it's metame begzayas, that means we're talking about a beged that is mukhlat. So, and still it says you go by majority. Back to the question. Your answer was, you went by majority because it's a lower level tumma. But it's not true. The bride is talking about a higher level tumma. Because the very bride that continues and says, Hayyab Akzayas, Kivin Shenichnas Mimenu Akzayas Labayas, once Akzayas entered the house, even if it's not a majority of the Begad, Labayas Tahar Tumasu, Iyam Abishlam Mukhletas, then Haydu the Iskish Lameis. Eliyam Musgeris, Amai Iskish Lameis. Why is it compared to mace?
Well, I understand. You have Musgeris, it's a rule for the beggar.
Again, there's two cases in the Braisa. One case is you go by majority, and one case that Kazayas is Matame.
Majority.
Even if it's not a majority of the beggar. You have a beggar that's 3 inches by 3 inches, very thick thread, and an inch goes in, and that's Kazayas. The shear of Kazayas, the volume of Kazayas. So if it's the volume of Akzayas, it's Matame, even if it's not rife. Now, the only Tzaras that's Matame B'Akzayas is Mukhlat, not Muskar. Because Akzayas is derived from mace. That means the Bryce is discussing a Begad that's Mukhlat. Go back to the beginning, where it's not Akzayas. Since you go by rife. You only go by rife if it's one unit. But if you're telling me once it's supposed to be burnt, it's not one unit, so then why do you go by rife? Your answer was, it's not mukhlat, it's muskar. But it's not true. Because the very next case says it's matamib exayas, and only a mukhlat is matamib exayas.
In that case...
No questions. And for the Gemara, El Shaini Hasim Damakra, the service of Begin, Absolutely Mishasrei Bekori Begin. There's a custom. You're right. It really should be made out of particles. But the Torah says burn the Begin. The Torah calls it a Begin. That means the Torah is saying... that even though usually things that are supposed to be burnt are particles, here it's considered one unit. And therefore it's metame when a majority goes in. Similar to the answer we gave by the house. But here there's a problem. Frecting a marvelikmaminay. See, by the house, you can tell me a house is a house, and beggar is a beggar. and therefore you don't compare the two. But here you're telling me that the Xeris HaKasim applies to Beged. So let's go back to guy that uses it for Chalitza shoe. He's using leather, which is a Beged. And by there, the Torah said it's considered one unit. So why is it in a Kasher Chalitza? Again, the reason it wasn't a good Chalitza, if it's Mukhlat, was because it's not one unit. But you just answered me that the Torah said this is an exception to the rule. The Torah said the Sar of a Beged, or a Beged is the same thing. It's all the same category. And the Torah considers it one unit. Oh, it considers it one unit? So let's go back to Chalitza. You use the Beged shoe, the R, the leather, which is a Beged. And you're telling me it's not good, the first Madiyama said, because it's particles. But you just told me that this is an exception to the rule. It says Vesar Vesabeged. So why isn't it a good Chalitza? Make up your mind. Is it particles? Is it one unit? The answer is it's a unit because the Torah said Vesar Vesabeged. Okay, so then use it for Chalitza. The Torah made an exception. Usually we say it's particles. By house and by Beged, by Saras, the Torah made an exception. Oh, the Torah didn't make an exception? So we're back to the Avakasha. So why, if a Rive goes in, is it Tabay? It's not one unit. It's particles. Answer is, the Torah made an exception. It's an exception. It's an exception. See, this question can only be asked here, because house has nothing to do with the Beged. But this is the Beged. And the leather is the same as a Beged. Zakti Gemara, Isser Mituma Legamima. That's Xeris HaKasa vis-a-vis Tuma. Here we're talking about, is it a shoe for Chalitza? This is not a Tuma issue. This is how to view it vis-a-vis the halacha of Chalitza. There we go with the regular rules. The Torah made an exception for Tuma. For the Tuma of the Beged, it's one unit. But for everything else, it's not one unit. That's the way the first Madiyama learned. The second Madiyama says, exception is an exception. Therefore he says the Chalitza is kosher. That's the Machloikas back there. One Madiyama said, Rava said the Chalitza is no good. One Madiyama said the Chalitza is good. By Tuma, we see it as an exception. Can we apply that to Chalitza or not? Chalitza is not Tuma, but it's the same item. It's the same shoe. Do we say once it's an exception across the board? Or really, it's particles. Except the Torah said, in this case, for Tuma, we consider it one unit. That's the question.
Rabbi said his halacha by Chalitza.
Right.
Okay, so...
And right. It was an argument by Chalitza, correct.
Right. So, like yesterday, some people said...
What did you say yesterday?
Well, I wasn't me.
We went through this yesterday, and we said that this is a different halacha. This is called that there's no shear. Not everybody holds kolayim to serve dummy.
But if you hold, so you mean to tell me whoever's it's not Rav Tuffy who said that holding the serve dummy.
No, that's
Tanoim. Right. Now, so you mean to tell me so that the Tana that says to serve dummy, he's more asked on him also all these questions. Like, why are we being Rav Tuffy? It's not like he's saying something that is so novel. It's not a novel thing that he's saying.
No, but he's applying it to a chalitza shoe, to a shoe of Taras. It's a novel thing because you see that it's in the Pesukim that by Taras it doesn't apply. Because there is a custom.
The notion of the Beged and other two different...
No, it's not. Same halacha. It's the same halacha. Whatever affects Beged is art. Beged is a general term for anything materialistic, material, that becomes tamei. It can be linen, it can be flax, it can be linen, it can be wool, and it can be leather. Those are the three that it can be.
Since we have this aura of Isser and Tumar, two different concepts, why do I need a pasuk? I mean, once you're in the parsha of Tumar,
who said Tumah is different? Who said Tumah is different?
Because it's the parsha of you're learning the parsha of Mitzar. What do you do with Saras? What are the halachas of Saras? It's Metame, it does all, you burn it. If it's not around, then there's, the whole thing doesn't make sense to make something, that something becomes Tame or it's Metame. The whole concept, you see that it's not here, the whole concept doesn't make sense.
Why not?
Because what are you burning? What are you burning? Nothing?
Yeah, you're burning particles.
You can't burn particles.
Why not? You are.
They don't burn.
Yes, they do. Do you want to see it? Put it in.
No,
you'll see it burn.
If they're considered ashes already, you can't burn ashes.
Again, I never said they're considered ashes. I said they're considered particles.
All right.
Why? I was very careful.
Why are they considered
because particles? That's Susi Maxishura.
Well, why? Because it's
you want to know, again, you decided that's what it is, right? I said yesterday that it's not
nothing,
that reason.
Nothing to do with
but this is the Machloikas Rashi and Taisus and Sukkah, which I'm trying to find. This is the Machloikas Rashi and Taisus and Sukkah that I'm trying to find. Rashi says Kalayim and Lisraif, and Taisus says it has nothing to do with Kalayim and Lisraif. So I'm trying to find that. That's why I was trying to find it before. It's the Machloikas Rashi and Taisus. Here it is. I'm sorry. What? I thought it was the Taisus Rashi and Taisus in the Sukkah. I don't see it now. It must be somewhere else. But Rashi says, Susim Maxishura comes from Kalayim and Lutzav Kisarav Dami. And Taisus says, not everybody agrees to that concept of Kalayim and Lutzav Kisarav Dami. So Taisus says it's a different Hagalocha. So Machloikas Rashi and Taisus, I thought it was the Sukkah. But now, oh, here, one second.
Here
he is.
Maybe I'm wrong. He
quotes
here Rashi and Kulin, 89b.
He talks about this principle. What?
Rashi and
Kulin,
810.
Is that where the Machlokes is? Maybe that's where the Machlokes is.
It is right.
I'm learning it.
Yeah, Art Scroll and Sukkah says Rashi and many other Rishonim hold that the pulverized that this dictum applies only to articles that must be burnt, rather than those that must be burned, buried, or simply not used. When Halakha condemns an object to be burnt, it's viewed in the eyes of Halakha as it was already reduced to ashes. In Rashi's words, anything destined to be burnt is considered like it's burnt. That's what he quotes Rashi.
Is that why you would apply it to a house?
What? That's one of the problems. That's one of the problems with Rashi's shot. If the Gemara applies it to a house, and the house doesn't get burned.
He destroyed the demolish it. Bulldoze
it. He says the Titus is an Arizan ADB. That's where the Titus is, I believe. Anyway, this is Rashi and Taisus. This is one of the cautions in Rashi, is you don't burn the house. I don't think you burn the house. I think it's a nut that's a sabayas. So if it's the regular halacha of Kalayim and Lisraif, so why is it? But anyway, this is an exception to the rule, it's what it says.
There's a halacha also, I think it's in the...
Yeah, what's his halacha?
Always
bila. Yeah, it doesn't say Emil Labila Kabila Dhamma. It says it has to be Royal Labila. If it's not Royal Labila, Bila Mike Havas Bai.
That's something else?
That's something else. Totally something else.
Right. Oh.
Just, exactly my advice.
You still got to the core of why we think this is
being. I told you, Rashi learns it comes from Ahmed Lutzarev, and Taisus argues in Rashi.
That, but where do you have that? Why should that concept be applied? Why do we look at it like that? Why would we say, well, since it's going to owe me to that, it's like it's done already. Like, why would I say that?
Like,
yeah.
This is Reb Shimon Shita. See, the problem, again, we're really off the subject. I can only say, I think we'll leave it alone after what I'm going to say right now. Reb Shimon says a concept of kalayimit everywhere. If it's ready to be done zrika, it's considered like the zrika was done. If it's ready, anything prepared, it's considered like the next step is done halachically. To it, unless it never gets done. But as it gets, as it's approaching that, we consider it like the next step is done. So that Reb Shimon is across everything, not only by Sreifa. I think, again, I'll look it up, Lee Netter, and I'll come in tomorrow with more information. So to Gemara by Tamar Rava. Helchasa. Echad sandal ha-musgar, ve-echad sandal shemuchlut, ve-echad sandal shel-avayres kechavim, lo-itachloitz. Ve-mcholtza chalitza sekshera. She shouldn't do chalitza, but if she does, it's kosher. By the mitzaras, it's because Rava holds, like Rapapa's version of Rava, that it is considered one unit. It's an exception to the rule. Avodah Zarah does not need to be burnt or destroyed. Avodah Zarah that belongs to a guy can have bittul, meaning somebody Avodah Zarah that belongs to a guy. Avodah Zarah of a guy, you just get the guy to say it's not Avodah Zarah, and it becomes permissible. So therefore, if it belongs to a guy, and it's Avodah Zarah, right? He just has to say that he's. I'm sorry? Again, I'm not going to get involved. He could be involved with the pet also. Okay. So that's Chalzach Alitzasik Shera. So Takruvus Avodah Zarah. However, anything offered to Avodah Zarah, that has to be burned. Anything that was put in front of it about Izar as an offering gets ushered that no bittul can help it anymore. We learned this out from Sukkot and Masechtas about Izar. It's not for here and now, and therefore this can never be removed. And there's no Xeris HaKasiv that says consider it as a unit, therefore it's particles and it's not good.
First thing is that it was never used, wasn't the sandal of Avodah Zarah, but it was never used?
No. If the sandal itself is the Avodah Zarah, they're bowing down to the sandal. That can be bittul. If the sandal was used as an offering to another Avodah Zarah, that can never have bittul. And that's how Halacha learned that Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Shalir Nidachas, which has to be burnt, that's the city of the majority of people. Sandals that are part of the shrouds of a nifter, and therefore not made to walk in. People that are dead don't walk into them. And the sandal that's used for chalitza has to be a walkable shoe and made to walk. And therefore, since it's not made to walk, it's not good for chalitza.
Because it won't be walked in? Correct. You have to
make it. Worry about it by Chris Mason. This point is not made to be walked in.
Not Isra Anah, anything like that.
Nothing to do with Anah, because they're all Asr Banah. Who? That's the Gemara's kasha. I want to catch up with Rashi, but that's the Gemara's kasha. Rashi. We didn't catch up with Rashi before. All the way back. Shalosh ha-shalosh have a beggar, matlos beggar ha-menuga. Shalosh ha-shalosh have a beggar, the chazil aniyam. Shem bam gzai shchit shechuta dak. It has very thin thread. Kivin shenichnas rubel abayis tar to mesol timas kol kli abayis. The mitzayra matame bebiya, a mitzayra himself who enters the house is matame everything. V'chein beged, a beged that has saras is matame everything. V'evan hamnugas, and a stone of a heaven of a house that had nega, kula matame b'ayom. V'kivin the aruba kikula damya. And over here, it's because once it's on rive, it's like everything is in there. You still put the minority by the majority of Havilah command the Isla Kulas like it all came in. You command the mixes of dummy. If you're going to say it's like particles, so my bus and my dial. You can't say majority. It's not a majority, it's particles. Right? If you have particles that are 3x3, it's Matame. But this is not a particles. This is not 3x3. The rive didn't go in. Haynu the metame b'gzayis apula inkan beged shalosh al shalosh. She's the muklat. It's kishlameis. It's compared to meis. Umeis metame b'gzayis. Now over here, give me a chance to explain this Rashi because I know I'm going to be jumped on. So let me have a chance. V'heicha iskish, where did the Torah compare Mitzayra to Meis? D'chsev, when Miriam became a Mitzayra, she was a Mitzayra Musgar. Pasuk says she was locked up for 7 days. If you remember the Pesukim by the end of Baloscha. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, Al Nasihi Kameis. Don't make her like a Meis. That means at this point she's not like a Meis. But if she's going to get worse, then her tzaras will be like a mace. So Moshe Rabbeinu daven, Tashem, don't make her a mace. That was part of his tefillah. Let's stop here.
Muskar.
Because if it goes further, she'll be like a mace. So we see Muklat's like a mace. Muskar is not like a mace. Anasihik a mace. Shemiri Musgaris happened. She was a Musgaris. The commonly Aaron LaMoshe was Aaron that said to Moshe, she should not become a mukla, she's like a gemes. Harigastina. See, when you learn the Chumash Pashat, you learn that she was like a mace. And Aaron was asking Moshe, please, let her not be like a mace, meaning heal her, get her better, daven for her.
Who said to who?
Aaron said to Moshe, Anasihi gemes. And then it said, by Shrabeinu daven, tell Narifan Allah. And she was locked up for a week. So Pashit, you learned that Aaron was identifying that now she's like a mace, and he's not asking Moshe, please daven, she shouldn't be like a mace. But that's not the way Rashi's explaining it. He's davening, he's asking Moshe, make sure she doesn't become like a mace. It's a new twist in the Pashit.
A queen can make a muslet at first sight?
Yeah. Yes. There's some things that are muklat right away. Some things are not. Harachi gesin, ashayni as vayla b'muklat, shumakir shedinim yutza basaruba, linyan tumma, v'loi amin and command the mixtas dami d'chsiv v'sar, because as you burn it, because it's exeris ha-kasim. V'lik m'minei linyan chalitza linyan chashiv shalom, so how do we derive it to chalitza? Yisurim mitumma lo yuminan. Shehukas tumma chidishu. So Avedis Kachavim, Shinoilam Oysel L'Tzelam Baraglov. They wear it as an Avedis Zara on their feet. Shemasiyin Oysel Mimakam L'Makam. They transport it by wearing it, because it has to be worn, if not, it's not a shoe. They wear the Avedis Zara on their body.
Using it as a Avedis Zara.
Right. They're serving it. No, it's not being served, not being used in service of Avedis Zara. It is the thing they bow down to. That's better. Being an Avodah Zarah is better than being served by Avodah Zarah.
Using it to serve an idol is worse?
Yes.
And then being God himself.
Correct. So we learned that from Sukkim. All from Sukkim, Mesechtas Avodah Zarah. We learned Mesechtas Avodah Zarah once upon a time. But
you say it's counterintuitive?
It's all based on Sukkim. Chalitzasik Shera. Muklat to the Amr and Shapilu B'Shat Shreif and Kori Begit. V'lav Me'levu L'Gilim Musa Ba'al Mu. We're not learning God Issa from Tumah. It's just revealing to us that by Taras, it's not considered particles. Shavayit Eskechav V'Nami Ha'ili Lucha Oven. U'Misham She'avayit Eskechav V'Lav L'Shreif V'Kaima. This is a service for Avayit Zara. So I made a mistake. It's not that the shoe is the Avayit Zara. They put the shoe on the Avayit Zara when they transport the Avayit Zara. Avodah Zarah needs shoes when it's transported. So this is serving the Avodah. It's not an offering to the Avodah Zarah. It's an accessory of an Avodah Zarah. And an accessory of Avodah Zarah is not supposed to be burnt. It doesn't have to be burnt. The Islay Takanta Bebitol, because the guy can say it's no longer Avodah Zarah. Ay, v'imishim Yisr Hanah. L'chayret Aser Banah. So you can't use it for Chalitza because you're having pleasure. Chalitza lav hanohi, the mitzvah lav lehenes nikno. Doing a mitzvah is not called pleasurable. Pleasure is physical pleasure. Mitzvah is not pleasure. And therefore, doing a mitzvah with something that's asher banah is not a problem. You did the mitzvah. Are you having pleasure? No, you're not having pleasure. You're doing it because you have to. Pleasure is when you have enjoyment. See, I have to be very careful, because here she benefits, she becomes mutter to get married. That's called a secondary pleasure. That's not called pleasure. Pleasure means direct pleasure. Well, if you want to translate it that way, I'll just say it has to be a direct benefit, not an indirect benefit. Direct benefit would mean benefiting from the shoe itself. She's not benefiting from the shoe. She's benefiting from the procedure done with the shoe. Therefore, it's not called benefit from the shoe. The shoe allows the procedure to take place, which will benefit her. No, in a konami. You can do a lulav of avodah zarah, and it's kosher. You're right.
Yeah, but there's in the onim of mitzvah that you have to have a talis. You have
again,
to be able to wear it.
Okay, so now let's get into machlokes rishonim. A mitzvah that gives physical benefit as well, is it a mitzvah that's enjoyable, is that called mitzvah lav lehenesnit, when there's physical pleasure? We try to talk about a relationship. A person makes a net, a woman makes a net, they're banning her relationship with her husband. In a way that it works, I'm not going to get involved now. So the question is, if you say mitzvah lav lehenesnit or something like that, that's a machlokes rishonim. But we're not getting involved in here. She's not gaining from wearing the shoe. There's no, he's not gaining, she's not gaining from taking off the shoe, he's not gaining by wearing the shoe. It's all indirect. She has benefit in the fact that this procedure permitted her to get married. That's called indirect benefit.
Doesn't the determination of shoe, whether it's something that he can protect himself with, that's how we determine how the shoe is a halachically a shoe.
So it is. He protects himself, but he's not benefiting now from it.
No.
He's not protecting himself from any elements when it's not being done.
Why the shoe? It has to be able to give him benefit.
It has to be able to give him benefit.
Right.
This, the shoe here is able to give him benefit. It's being used in a non-beneficial way, and therefore he's not having a no from the Yisr.
What's the
she becomes mutter to get married. Well, he can warm up his feet. If it were icy outside, if it were snowing and it's freezing, if it's 24 degrees in the room, it's benefit.
Walking on stones, it'll protect the
balance. Everybody's doing chalitza outside, 10 below zero.
That would be a benefit. That would be, but that's not what chalitza is done. It's not 10 below zero, and therefore it's done. Yeah, okay. In normal. Okay. Recently? My turn. So, Takruvas Avedizara, she krivu a masrul of fun of Lushem Dairan. They offered the sandal to the Avezar as a present. The Kaimala Sakruba said the Kakavim, Ainla Bitlo Ilamas, the Iskish Lames, the Sivayechlu Zivchay Mesim. The offerings are called like a mace. Hilkach Lesli Takanta, there's no way to remove it. The Ksusi Mechsish Yura. And that is particles. Shalirani Dachas, Nami Lestray Fakaima. The Shulzokain. The shazakein, hasul lechvaydei letachrichei misa for shrouds of the deceased. However, lav lehilucha of it, lav nalhu, not made to walk. Amalei Ravina leRavashi, ma'ishna zaken hasul lechvaydei the lav lehilucha of it. The reason shrouds are not usable because it's not made to walk in. The beidin and ami lav lehilucha of it. Who walks in bezin's chalitza shoe? Nobody. It's made to do chalitza. Not made to walk either. But that wouldn't bother us. If it's made to walk in, it's made to walk in. Amalai, ilu maske be shlucha de beidina mikapar alei beidina. One of the messenger of Bezin decided to wear the chalitza shoe home one night. Nobody would say anything. It's wearable. And it could be used.
You might talk about it.
See,
wear it out.
So therefore, it is made to walk in, because it's walkable. People can walk in it. If the shliach bezin decided one night he'd like to wear it home, nobody would say anything.
Why did the shliach bezin anyway?
Yeah, but why would anybody else be using the chalitza shoe? Who has access to the chalitza shoe?
He's under lock and key.
What?
His brother, his single brother, or his brother.
Rashi. The Beit Din and Abi Sandal tried Lebez and the It was Meyuchat for Chalitza. You know, again, I'm not going to ask questions, but interesting today, I don't know anybody that would walk with that shoe anywhere. But it doesn't seem to bother anybody halachically. It could be walked with, but I don't think anybody ever walks with it.
Why couldn't the shrouds be walked with by the guy who made the shrouds?
No, but the shrouds are made for the mace, and once it's made for the mace, nobody else is allowed to use them. Okay. Except for the mace. But for Chalitza, it's Slav Lahenna sitting them. So it wouldn't bother us. But it's not made to walk in. Nobody walks. By the way, they do get around the issue. What they do is, when they make Chalitza, they have the guy put on the shoe and walk around with a little fist. He walks. He takes a walk with it.
Yeah,
that's part of it. But he's mice are walking with it. It's made to walk with.
The shroud is that he's not used, the shoe is that used for people to wear.
They used to put leather sandals on the nifter. Don't ask me why, but that's what they did. And they buried them with the sandals.
Things that are for covenation.
Anything that's made for shrouds. It's not so passionate at one point.
But there were also shoes.
There were sandals.
I can tell you that I, many, many years ago, saw a Hindu deity kind of statue that was loaded with a pheasant wristwatcher.
That's how they served it.
You're telling him.
But what did they do with it?
No, it was exactly what it was. It's literally something to dress up.
To dress him up.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
So I was thinking, why not shoes? Exactly as useful.
See, the question about 20 years ago, there was a question about hair that they used for shank look. And it was in India, they were getting it from India, where they used to go to these temples and cut the hair off as a service to the idol, and then the idol people sold it for money. And that was the hair used for shaitlach. And the question was, is that takruvus avodah zarah that becomes aser banah? But they made profit out of it. They sold that after it was used to serve their god.
It was takruvus.
It really
was takruvus,
right? But then, takruvus avodah zarah, then the avodah zarah people sold for money. So I was wondering if the Hindus were selling these watches.
No, it was strictly in a worship context.
Amazing. No, I didn't say it was that way. I'm just saying the question about the shaitlach was about that hair. I don't know what they posked about that hair at the end of the day.
I thought it was an issue about whether that hair.
I don't know, they came out that certain brands are. My wife burnt her shaitul then. I remember that.
She what?
She burnt her shaitul.
I mean, there's many
things. I thought you said
biblical shaitul. Not on takruvus. Yeah.
Shaitul,
they
have
sharing today. Yeah, right. The shaitul have a sharing today, correct.
She really burnt it?
Yes.
She really burnt it? You don't know you. Okay?
Yeah, I remember when she burnt it.
That's well, passionate. I'm not joking.
They came out with a fact that her brand was no good, so she went and burned it.
In this day and age, where anything goes, you know, people might wear those shoes. You know, anything is like, it's crazy stuff going on.
The guy walked around with a Khalid issue. I'm sorry. I've seen a lot of crazy things out there, but I never saw a guy with a Khalid.